organic food, yes, it's toxin free. You want that, but it's does it have the nutrients? Well, that's questionable. So that's what supplements can help with. Everyone should be doing some daily vitamins and minerals. And then supplements on top of that can be very therapeutic. They can stimulate your immune system, for instance. Like if you're going on a trip, well, aren't you going to be exposed to all those people on the plane and all the people in a strange land when you get there and different set of germs and things? So you can boost your immune system. Supplements are good at stimulating. You could also use them for support, like a digestion. People have very weak digestions, so all this stuff. And so you can support your digestion. You can support your adrenal glands. You can support your ovaries. You can support your thyroid. You can support your brain health.
Welcome to Functional Moms Podcast, lifestyle medicine for women over 40. Let's age on our own terms.
This episode is for you if you've been frustrated by conventional medicine approaches for hormonal and thyroid problems and want to hear about alternative solutions that actually work.
We are thrilled to have Reed Davis on the show today. Reed is a board-certified holistic health practitioner and certified nutritional therapist and an expert in functional lab testing and holistic lifestyle medicine.
Reed is also the founder of Functional Diagnostic Nutrition, otherwise known as FDN, with over 4,000 graduates in 50 countries. Reed served as the health director at a wellness center in Southern California for over 10 years with over 10,000 clients and is known as one of the most experienced clinicians in his field.
Reed serves on the advisory board of the American Natural Wellness Coaches Board and the American Association of Natural Wellness Coaches. And I have to highlight that we've had many FDN practitioners on our show and are grateful for all the knowledge they've provided us and our listeners.
Thank you so much, Reed, for coming on our show. We are very excited to speak with you today. We'd like to start off by asking you if you can explain FDN and why you founded it.
Oh, well, thanks very much for the opportunity. Love being here. Love you guys, and thanks for being nice to my FDN practitioners. They're out there working very hard to help people, and I'm just honored to be part of the whole process, which began in the last century. I was actually in a different field. I think you might know this. I was in environmental law and conservation, saving the whole planet, air, birds, water, trees, bees, the whole thing. And I just started to get more concerned about people. So I said, well, you know, we're saving the flora and the fauna, and that's wonderful. But what about people? Including me. And I didn't have any health problems, but I didn't want anything sneaking up on me either. So I really just changed jobs and went to work in a clinic. And oh my God, did I learn. And right away that, man, people were suffering. Remember, I hadn't really been to a doctor, like ever, unless it was for an injury. Avid sports guy and all that stuff. So I couldn't believe that people in this clinic were, and it was an alternative clinic, chiropractic and acupuncture, and we had a DO and massage and all kind of nutrition and stuff. But everybody coming in the door had been to 6 or 8 or 10 different practitioners and weren't better yet. And I just thought, you know, I ride a motorcycle all the time, and I'm out there in Southern California in the mountains, and I'm thinking about the people at the office and just going, God, what a ripoff. I couldn't believe that was going on. And so I decided at some point, I'm going to fix it. I'll be the last guy they need to see. And that was very naive, I think, but you know, I had so much to learn, but I had nothing to unlearn. That was my sort of claim. I wasn't indoctrinated into some modern medicine, you know, jargon and things like that. I was allowed to do anything I wanted there. I was brought in to build the business, but the owner told me, hey, I'm starting this diplomat course in nutrition, and you could come along, you'll get your CNT out of it, and you could work with our patients between your classes. And I thought that no one gets that kind of opportunity. So I jumped on it, and I really loved working face-to-face with people. So that's what really got me enthused and started was helping Mrs. Smith and Mr. Jones, who were coming in, had been to 10 people maybe and weren't better yet. And again, I thought it was a ripoff. But here's the other thing I thought that was pretty poignant. Why are they putting their people in someone else's, their health in someone else's hands? Like, aren't you responsible for your own health? Aren't we each responsible for our own health? And shouldn't we accept that and go, look, you know, I'm the one putting the food in my mouth. I'm the one going to bed or not, you know, doing this and all these different things. So I knew the power had to be put back in the hands of the people. And long story short, I spent the next 10 years in that office, and my claim to fame came is that I ran more laboratory work than anyone else was doing. And I know that because the labs that I was using were asking me, who the hell are you? Like, no one runs this much lab work.
Right.
Well, and I'm innocent. You know, I'm just, well, what do you mean? I just like doing it. I'm having fun learning, working with people, and trying to identify what's really wrong. Not what's your diagnosis. I am not a doctor. I have nothing to do with it. Some term like hyperthyroid or, you know, irritable bowel or chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia was really big back then. ADD, ADHD. And of course, you run into asthma and all the natural, normal things. But again, my approach had to be no diagnosis, what's really wrong functionally with this person. And what I discovered, if I could go on, is a pattern.
Absolutely.
And that's what I teach now in my FDN course. So this pattern that I discovered, it took a lot of lab work and a lot of people and a lot of different kinds of problems. To me, it didn't matter what their problem was. And this pattern I uncovered is HIDDEN. Now it spells hidden, and most of it's hidden. And a lot of times normal, or say the conventional practitioners, aren't even looking for the HIDDEN. That stands for hormone, immune, digestion, detoxification, energy production, and nervous system balance, HIDDEN. And so I have labs for all that. And I was learning these labs and running these labs and individual cases and one person after another. And that's the pattern that appeared. Like, wow, everyone has like hormone, immune, digestion, detoxification issues. And yet they've been told by some specialist practitioner, whether they're an endocrinologist or gastroenterologist or neurologist, or that, your problem's this, you're hyperthyroid, and here's your pills. And it wasn't working.
Right.
And so in 10 years, it's just quite a while. That's a whole decade of my life. But I look at it with the greatest fondness and the fun I had in that clinic. And eventually I just started, everyone talked me into teaching. Reed, you should be teaching what you're doing. My clients said that, you know, our patients in the office were saying that you should be teaching other practitioners. And the lab people and some of the other vendors that I use were saying, you should be teaching, man, because no one's doing what you're doing. And so I created my first course in 2008. 19 people came from 3 different countries, which is weird. And then I went online and now we're in 50 countries. So I've been teaching FDN, which has evolved since 2008. And I'm happy to hear you had some of my graduates on your program.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's an amazing story that you went as working in environmental, you know, law, and you're seeing how toxic things are. And then you're wondering about yourself and then to start testing all these people. How did you even know about those kind of labs back then? Like, because I feel like people didn't even, you know
yeah,
that you could get these alternative labs and things.
It probably was quite providential, actually. You know, I think I was just wanted to help people, and the formula wasn't laid out for me to follow, but it was, the tools were there. So there was these really brilliant doctors and scientists, researchers, creating new lab work, alternative lab work, which some of which today is still considered experimental, even though we've been doing it for 20 years and it worked. Insurance companies don't want to pay for some of this stuff. So
no, right.
Mm-hmm. I came across the labs in it because I went to a lot of workshops and lectures and things like that and learned. But more importantly, I was able to, like, you know, if I went to a lecture on a weekend and I spent a lot of time traveling and going to these things, and I would come back on Monday and order those labs for myself and run them on myself first. So every new lab I ran on myself and some of my family. And then, of course, the patients in the office. And that was just an amazing opportunity. I think hardly anyone gets to do that. And I was very lucky and, again, blessed to be in that position.
That's amazing. And so you have people from all over the world involved, and you're letting people take back their health, because, and that's kind of what we're all about here on Functional Moms. It's about looking at lifestyle and helping people make choices that they can take control of their health. They don't have to wait and just go and wait for the doctor to tell them what their diagnosis is, or what, you know, they can do things that can impact their health.
Perimenopause and menopause are very hot topics right now. Women are demanding better care and have felt brushed off by conventional medicine. How does a holistic approach differ from conventional medicine methods?
Well, holistic methods recognize that there's a lot more going on than just premenopause or perimenopause or whatever those particular complaints are. And I have to tell you that 25 years ago, those were the same complaints. Most of my clients originally, most of the patients at our wellness center were women. and they were over 40. Mm-hmm. And they had early menopause, premenopause, perimenopause, all of these issues. And back then, a big concern was, what do I do about it? And the conventional answers then weren't much better than they are now. A matter of fact, they were just a little bit worse in that drugs being used were more dangerous. So they've taken some of those off the market and they're less dangerous now. But the answer still seems to be pretty much just, here's your pharmaceuticals. So a holistic approach recognizes that there's much more going on with the person than that complaint. You know, so if you have that complaint, your practitioner might refer you to an endocrinologist. Oh, you need to go see the hormone person. And then they run some tests, maybe blood tests and things, find out, oh, you're menopausal or you're perimenopausal. You're going through menopause. And the problem is that a lot of these people are 38 years old or 42 years old, and it's not time yet for them. So there must be something else going on. And that's where I looked at, well, what is going on? And you've probably heard this word before. It's called stress. You heard that before?
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, it's kind of the root of all evils. What I discovered, that stress of any form, whether it be mental, emotional, psycho, spiritual, is, if it's the kind of stress I have, is aches and pains from a well-used body, you know, just injuries and stuff. Other people, it could be chemical or biochemical stress. So there's all these various forms of stress, which I became an expert in, and sorting that out and what it does to the body. And it doesn't matter to your body whether it's mental, emotional stress or chemical stress or a punch in the face. It's going to react with cortisol and DHEA. It's going to throw you out of balance. Your stress hormones are going to go up. And that can deplete other hormones to some extent. And it throws you into catabolic state. Cortisol is the catabolic breaking down hormone, which is normal and natural to some degree. And then there's DHEA, which is your buildup anabolic, building you up hormone. And when they get out of balance, you become kind of breaking down, getting old before your time. And that's exactly how people feel. And that's what early menopause is, like early perimenopause or premenopause. It's your body's breaking down. You're aging before your time. And so what I did was run all the labs involved in sorting that out. Obviously, we use a lot of hormone testing. We use saliva because it's bioavailable, real time, and it's accurate. It's really accurate what's going on right now, not an average of the day and things. So now, but that's not enough, because what happens when you go catabolic? Yes, your sex hormones are the next thing to fall. They're just one of the dominoes. So your sex hormones go off, your progesterone, your estrogen, your testosterone, they're out of balance. And you could suffer from that. Anything from hot flashes, low libido, extra bleeding, no bleeding, you know, infertility. There's lots of things that could go on. They're very uncomfortable and make you unhappy. But that's just the beginning. Because the next domino to fall in a catabolic state is your immune system. So your main immune system lies in the gut for the most part. There's an element that we measure on our hormone testing includes a look at the secretory IgA. Now, I don't want to get too technical, but I think your listeners are pretty advanced and pretty knowledgeable. So if you measure the hormones and your catabolic anabolic are off, your sex hormones are also off, you got these problems, suffering, you might be told by someone, oh, you just need some progesterone. But that's not all you need. So the holistic approach is to look at all the dominoes right at once. So the catabolic anabolic is off, your body's breaking down, you're getting older, you're before your time. It's advanced aging. And then you have the sex hormones are off, all those possible symptoms. Then you have the immune system starting to waver and falter. And what happens then is you get a dysbiosis in the small intestine. You get too much bad flora compared to good flora. And now you don't digest your food very well either. So now digestion is involved. You could have not only all those hormonal related things. Now you've also got bloating, gas, heartburn, indigestion, diarrhea, constipation, or the sure famous alternating diarrhea, constipation. And now you got referred to someone else for that and someone else for this. So the holistic approach looks at all of it. And I could continue with the downward spiral and the fall of the dominoes, because if the dysbiosis goes on long enough, that's just your normal flora, but too much bad compared to good. Well, then other bad bacteria and things can start to get a hold of you. Now they come into that environment, and it is an ecological environmental problem. It isn't just kill the bugs. You could get parasites, worse bacteria, and funguses. Now you've got candida and all these things. Then eventually the gut can't handle that, and it starts to leak, and you get leakiness. You've heard of leaky gut, hyperpermeability. So it starts with stress, catabolic, anabolic, sex hormones are off. Think of all the symptoms that are going on, from skin to the way you feel. You start self-medicating. You're drinking too much coffee, too much alcohol at night, and the different, you know, you got all this stuff going on. And eventually you're going to go see a doctor, and they're just generally not trained in the holistic approach. They specialize too much. So they're referring you back and forth and you're on different medications. I could continue that downward spiral from the stress, the catabolic, anabolic, the sex hormones. The immune system now is wavering, and now you've got a dysbiosis. Now you have maldigestion because you're not really breaking down. You need that good bacteria in abundance to break down your food, especially your proteins, let's say. Proteins are where amino acids come from. Amino acids are where neurotransmitters come from. And now you have neurotransmitter imbalances and being told that you're not only do you have early menopause, but you're crazy too.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm laughing because of the ridiculousness, right. Not because I don't empathize with the health consumer in a sense. And this is why in the very beginning, I thought how crazy it is for people to put their health in someone else's hand. You got to get the knowledge. You got to get the training. You got to get understand what's going on in your body.
Yes.
So as in 10 years, I ran all these labs and just, it was looking at this chain of events and downward spiral. And then I also had to advise those people. What do you do about it? Now, I can't write prescriptions. Thank goodness I couldn't because I had to search for the sort of ultimate answers. And what I'll tell you is that, by the way, I didn't really finish with a downward spiral. It can get a lot worse.
Even worse than that?
The dominoes will continue to fall until you have aches and pains and bad skin and you're overweight and you have no energy and you have foggy thinking and you end up with all this stuff going on. So it can only be a holistic approach that can resolve this. Because the individual specialization approach just can't work on everything. It's not designed that way. And so the holistic approach is far more productive and effective. It outperforms standard medicine, which specializes in just one of those things usually. And so this is what functional medicine is attempting to do, which is where doctors get trained in a holistic approach. But unfortunately, it has not evolved far enough along to where they can generalize. They're still stuck in their specialties. They're still stuck with diagnosing and treating specific things. And of course, they don't really study very well all of the other approaches that you have to resolve this.
Yes. Now,
lucky for me, I was in a clinic, a wellness center, where people expected the alternative. They wanted something different. They're sick and tired of, I didn't want to be practitioner number 9 out of 14 for them to get better. I wanted to be the last person. And so that was kind of ridiculous, but that was my goal. And believe it or not, the construct that we have now called FDN, Functional Diagnostic Nutrition, has that HIDDEN. So we look at all of that plus oxidative stress and other factors. But you, when you run these labs and get an entire constellation of healing opportunities, it's, again, the hormone, immune, digestive, you look at all of it, and now what? You don't just apply this to that and this to that and this to that. That won't work either. And so what I realized very early was that Mrs. Smith, who was coming in regularly for her chiropractic and acupuncture and some counseling and massage and things, so we had a DO who could write prescriptions but hated doing it. And I started wondering, hey, Mrs. Smith, you're coming in the office 3 times a week. That's great. You're getting your modalities and your therapies. What are you doing at home? And so I started writing just what to do at home. And that became our now renowned, I guess, Dress for Health Success program, which is diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, and supplementation. So you have on one hand identifying a whole constellation of healing opportunity. This is holistic in its assessment, but you also have holistic in its remedy because it's diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction. It's your whole lifestyle. It's called epigenetics. You've heard of it, genetics. Oh, it's all genetic, which is baloney. Genetics are about 8% of your problem. The rest is epigenetics. It's the environment and lifestyle that you live in and the lifestyle, which includes, again, DRESS. So I had to become not only an expert in lab work to assess all these different healing opportunities, not diagnosis, what's really wrong at some level, usually very high above where the symptoms were, sometimes completely removed from where the symptoms were. And yet we have that data. So everybody listening, your data is your data. You have every right to it, and you have access to it. You know, labs shouldn't be just your doctor, you know, like it's just, oh, this is just for me, you know, and you have the, you know, and here's your prescription. That's your data. You should have a copy of every lab ever run on you. And that way you could also track changes over time, which are hard to see when you change doctors and jobs.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that is a huge point. Yeah. That is so important. I think that most practitioners still, when you go to conventional medicine, that's the way it's run. They tell you, oh, it looked good, or oh, it looked bad. You're going to need to take this medicine because your cholesterol is too high, and you're going to take this because your blood pressure. So it's amazing. And that we're so glad that you are offering this alternative for people to really take control of their health. And I had a question when you talked about the hormones. So when you're in the natural, like I understand the cortisol and the DHEA, like really contributing to the decline in the sex hormones. But what about that storm when your sex hormones naturally start to decline? Like what would a holistic approach take there?
Well, it's called longevity and anti-aging, which is to keep everything functioning as close to the way it's designed to function as possible. And there are some natural declines. Look, I'm 70. I know about natural declines, right? I'm not doing the same exercise programs that I did when I was 22 or even 32, even 42. Matter of fact, when I was 62, I was still doing jiu-jitsu and wrestling, but I couldn't take the injuries. I couldn't take the falls anymore. The recovery time increases and things. And I did kickboxing for years, and now I have a torn labrum, and I'm going to need a hip replacement one day. Again, I said I had a well-used body, and I meant that I used it, you know, to the extreme.
To the maximum, yeah.
Yeah, and so I have pain that I'm dealing with, and trying to answer your question, but there are natural solutions to everything. No one has ever cured anybody of anything. The body either healed or partially healed or didn't, you know, and so this is a natural occurrence. The way, you know, you've heard the most common analogy is kind of like if you cut yourself, it heals itself, right? Why? Well, that's how the body works. And that's true with every aspect of your body. Now, my torn labrum in my right hip from kickboxing probably isn't going to heal itself, but I'm doing everything I can to nurture it before I go for surgery. Now I'm doing the peptides and the stem cells and things. There's modern advances, so I'm using that to my advantage, trying not to have to get, you know, invasive surgery and things. So I would say the answer to your question is that, yeah, age happens, and that anti-aging is how you live. That is the epigenetic program that I've been discussing with you. And it is how you eat. You eat according to your metabolic type, which is a genetically based diet. So you eat right, and the right percentages of protein, fat, and carbs, and the right vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, antioxidants, trace elements, and phytonutrients, and things like that. So diet's critical. Then rest. Remember what I was saying before was I started realizing, Mrs. Smith, you're coming in 3 times a week, but what are you doing at home? Well, what should I be doing? We should be eating this way, you know, not one diet. Believe me, there's no one diet right for it, but eat according to your, we call it metabolic type. People could go to mtdiet.com for more information if they want. It's just a fun little thing. But then rest, not just sleep. I sleep okay, but I also know how to rest my thoughts, my mind, my emotions, stuff. I behind my screen here, you see I have a day bed. I can take naps if I want.
Lovely.
And when because I am, you know, a CEO and founder, I have 50 people working for me. I do a lot of concept shifting during the day, from one type of meeting to another type of meeting to another type of. So my brain gets to, I know how to rest. I know how to take a 5 minute. So diet rest. It's not just sleep. Diet rest. Eat. In dress is exercise. We don't think we need to spend a lot of time on that. But again, I can't do the kind of exercise at 70 that I did at 20 or even 30. Tried, but I keep hurting myself. So now I just play in my tractor most of the day. But now, so the DRE, the two S's are really critical. Stress reduction. We could do a whole podcast on the types of stress,
yeah.
How to reduce stress or manage stress. Some of you can't get away from it. Some of it you can. You know, we ask people, look, you need to avoid toxic chemicals and toxic people. Get them out of your life to the best of your ability. That's half of stress reduction. The other half is let's test for food sensitivities, bacteria, parasites, you know, viruses and funguses and things that we can test for those things and get them and eliminate them. You know, and we could even test for environmental toxins and pollutants. And so, you know, hey, there might be some hidden source of something doing there. So stress reduction is really big. And it's not just the physical environment. It includes your mind and emotions and spiritual purpose in life and things like that. So it's very holistic, just that topic alone.
Yeah,
and then, of course, supplementation. And I created a couple supplements, but you know, I know a lot about all of them or most of them. And I think they're required because food isn't that great anymore. There's just not as much nutrition in food. Remember, from food comes protein, fat, and carbs, of course. And you need all those for energy and for building blocks of everything and lots of stuff. But it's the vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, trace elements, antioxidants that are supposed to come from food, but food doesn't have the right quantities anymore because it's been farmed out of the soil.
And even that's so even if you're eating organic and all that, you're still not going to be able to get the appropriate.
Eating organic is critical. My wife and I really work hard to eat just organic, no seed oils and all this stuff to it for avoidance. That's in our world, our DRESS, that would go under both diet, but also it's a double whammy because you're reducing stress. So it's reducing stress when you eliminate the touch. But is organic food, yes, it's toxin free. You want that, but it's does it have the nutrients? Well, that's questionable. So that's what supplements can help with. Everyone should be doing some daily vitamins and minerals. And then supplements on top of that can be very therapeutic. They can stimulate your immune system, for instance. Like if you're going on a trip, well, aren't you going to be exposed to all those people on the plane and all the people in a strange land when you get there and different set of germs and things? So you can boost your immune system. Supplements are good at stimulating. You could also use them for support, like a digestion. People have very weak digestions, all this stuff. And so you can support your digestion. You can support your adrenal glands. You can support your ovaries. You can support your thyroid. You can support your brain health. And then, of course, supplements are also good for self-treatment. If you do have a bug, do you want to go get an antibiotic, which might be important if it's bad enough? And I have recommended it many times. Hey, just go see the doctor for that one. But a lot of these they're less virulent types of infestations can be handled with natural products. So that would be a self-treatment. And what I just went over for you very quickly and not very well is the four S's of supplementation. Substituting for what's missing from food, stimulation when you need it, support of organs that are weak, and of course, self-treatment. That's the four S's of supplementation. Again, you could do a whole podcast on those. But so that's our DRESS program. So you have all the hidden stressors, multiple healing opportunities. Let's look at as many as we could find. By the way, some are unidentifiable. You have to just know that they exist. There's not enough test. There is no test for some of these things. And one last thing on that you probably won't hear anywhere else, is that all of these causal factors in someone's life are affecting each other in ways that aren't singly measurable. And that's coming from someone who teaches a course in lab work. That's what I do. And I'm telling you, you can't measure some of this stuff. And so you have to extrapolate. You have to look at a constellation and work on it all at once if possible. So our saying in FDN is we don't treat anything specifically. Mm-hmm. We treat everything non-specifically. So our DRESS, the diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction supplement, has an effect on every cell, tissue, organ, and system. So you just get better. And whatever the hell that was that someone else wanted to put a fancy label on goes away or is diminished or, you know, repaired, restored, rebuilt, you know, whatever it takes. And people just get healthier. Our system outperforms standard medicine unless the downward spiral that we've been talking about is really contracted. So if you're dying, you have to go see a doc. If you get shot or car accident, or if you come off a plane from West Africa and you're temperature's 105 and you're bleeding from your eyeballs, you're not going to call your nutritionist.
No, right.
You're not going to call your nutritionist when the downward spiral's really contracted. Because in that situation, the observations I would make, those healing opportunities, can't be capitalized on because, you know, you were not going to be around long enough. So everything we do takes time to heal. And with that perspective, I would say we outperform most other systems that I know of.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, mostly we have issues in this country with these more chronic things like IBS, thyroid disease, all these things that you're saying you can really help because you're not looking at it as a disease. You're looking at the whole body as a system and you're treating it holistically and one thing affects the other. And that's what we really need. And so that's huge.
I don't want this little opportunity because you just mentioned something and it's a question that I really wanted to ask Reed because I heard you in another podcast talk about this, and thyroid dysfunction is so common among women which includes my mom and my aunt who had been on thyroid medication. And what do you think is the root cause of this? Because I've heard you talk about this before, and so I'm just going to let it rip.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. And thanks for that one. It's almost a gift when you mention thyroid, because it is so common. And there are probably 25 or 30 million women and men on thyroid replacement. So, you know, it would take me a while to explain how the thyroid works, but it's basically in control of metabolism. So the rate of metabolism is very important. And so the body, when it's under stress, what should it do to preserve and to survive? What's the survival instinct built into every cell in your body to survive? That's the instinct, is survival. So if you're under a lot of stress, the thyroid would, in an adaptive, normal, natural manner, slow down. You would get less production of T4 and T3 from the thyroid gland. There's a lot of things that happen along the way before T3 is actually used by the receptors. So there's a lot of moving parts in there to discuss. There's a lot of different ways you could have low thyroid symptoms. But in most cases that I've found, at least 80% of all cases, there's nothing wrong with the thyroid. You know, you don't have thyroiditis. You don't have these Hashimoto's or Graves or these things that are actual thyroid diseases. It's actually responding appropriately to the kind of stress you're under.
Yeah.
It's shutting down. Why? Well, because it wants to not burn up all your energy, not use up all of your resources and things. So metabolism slows down as a result of low thyroid. And so when people show up to a physician with, let's say they have tiredness and fatigue and they're overweight and they can't seem to lose it and their hair's thinning, they have cold or numb extremities and constipation. That is such a classic cluster of symptoms that points the finger at low thyroid. And so physician, well, it sounds like, and this is what I call the sounds like method, which I don't adhere to. It sounds like low thyroid. Check the thyroid, pat yourself on the back. Yep, you found the problem. It's low thyroid. Low thyroid what? Low thyroid output or low thyroid levels in the blood. Mm-hmm. And so here's what you do is you take, here's some thyroid, take this thyroid medication, which isn't even natural thyroid in most cases, and has to be converted to a usable form, and which is a process. But that's not the answer for us. Our answer is, well, where's the stress? Where's the causal factors? What's going on with that person holistically so that we can get them back to normal metabolic levels, normal metabolism. So I'm not sure if that came across real clear, but when you have that traditionally reliable cluster of symptoms that points to finger thyroid and you test thyroid and it's low, there's a reason why it's low.
Right.
It's not just that you don't have enough medication going down the pipe, you know. And listen, if you take the medication, if you get on like a good natural T3, like Armour Thyroid or something, that could abate some symptoms, will abate. You know, you will feel better. But then maybe something else will creep up. It'll be, oh, you know, I just can't build any muscle and I have no sex drive and my energy is still low. Well, that sounds like another endocrine problem, low testosterone. And then you could get on another pill for another symptom. And that's just another cycle of trial and error. You're just going from one practitioner to the next, getting on another medication for another symptom. And no one's really taken the holistic way, the 30,000 foot view that it's, hey, it's HIDDE and then some,
right.
And it's your lifestyle. You lived yourself into this problem. You can live yourself out of it if, going back to our original statement, if you take responsibility for your health instead of putting it in someone else's hands.
Yes. And I wanted to, I heard you talk about metabolic chaos. So is this like, this is all connected to when you talk about metabolic chaos?
That's the one concern. And so I would say one diagnosis, but we don't really use that term. And so when you identify this constellation, and I learned to identify a whole constellation of eating
right.
never resorting to diagnosis and treatment of one thing or even two things. It was always looking for the root cause, but in some cases, you can't find it for a lot of reasons. It's so far removed
from
where the problem's showing up, or there's not a good test for it. Or guess what? According to recent research, it doesn't even have to be around anymore. The original stressor could be gone, but the downward spiral that it created, the metabolic chaos that it created, is still going on. And that's why metabolic chaos became our sort of catchphrase for everything. Like if you have a problem, you've got metabolic chaos.
Right, because it's kind of like...
Yeah, it could be argued that some of it isn't even bad. Like if you injure a muscle, it creates metabolic chaos and causes it to heal itself. And so, but generally speaking, metabolic chaos would be an unwanted condition. And it's the main condition. It's the only condition that I deal with, because I take such a almost religiously holistic approach, you know, like never. And this is how I admonish my trainees and students and graduates, you know, to like, hey, don't get specific. You're getting too specific. Mm. You know, back off and look at the whole person, and it matters. And if physicians would just add that one thing to their practices, that, hey, this is a person who has a different life and job and relationships than everyone else. There's no two people alike on the planet. Right. So why would you treat them exactly as cookie cutter?
Right, the cookie cutter.
If your numbers are here, you need this medication. If your numbers are here, you need this much. It's all about dosage, frequency, and duration on medication. And that just doesn't work as well.
Right. And the other thing that I feel that happens is that the person feels like this woman that's being like, well, you got to see this doctor for this. You need this medication for that. You got to see that doc. Well, you need a different referral for that. Oh, you need to see. And then all of a sudden you feel overwhelmed and you feel defragmented. Like, there's a piece of me over there. There's a piece of me. And then you have to be like this, you know, it's like, okay, oh my gosh, it's like makes your head spin. And it could feel very, very overwhelming. I love how you speak about this constellation of, you know, just looking at the whole thing and these different things. And I could also see so easily when you said like the root cause can end up like disappearing or maybe being buried, because sometimes I think that we also just kind of, oh, I'll be better. I just kind of, you know, so then it becomes, when I think of metabolic chaos, I think of like, it becomes a momentum. Then this goes on and it becomes like this roller coaster effect that one thing starts affecting the other thing because it's all in this unit.
Yes. Well, that's a beautiful thing actually, because the body wants to be healthy. When you say that metabolic chaos can sort of wax and wane and symptoms can appear and somehow go away, the body wants to be healthier, and you can nurture that. So our approach is, there's three things we do. We run labs and identify those healing opportunities. And then of course we design an individualized program for that person by clinically like correlating the labs with a person. If the labs don't explain why you feel the way you do, then they're not useful. But when the labs explain exactly why you feel the way you do, when everyone else has told you there's nothing wrong with you, your blood work looks normal, you know, then they're really useful. So our labs are really useful because people go, wow, no one ever explained it to me like this before and showed me the lab work. And this is yours. We want you to keep it. Go put this on your refrigerator. It's not hidden in a file in the doctor's office. It's your lab. It's your data. And it's what you get to use to help guide and resolve that metabolic chaos. And what it guides is the next step after we've identified the healing opportunities, designed the custom program, make sure this is you. Then you follow the program, which is the coaching part. That's where health coaching is so important, that someone to help you, you know, keep you motivated and help you set your goals and do all things that health coaches do, as long as that health coach has the data that they really need and it's not overgeneralized. It has to be really unique and individualized. So it's three steps. One is run the labs. Two is create the program. Three is run the program. And whose responsibility is that? It's back in the hands of the person who is trying to get well and be well and age gracefully, I hope.
Yeah. Yes. I love it. You're letting them take control of their health and everything. So we would like to ask you, being mindful of our time, what are two things a woman could do today to naturally support hormones?
Oh boy. You know, find out what the stressors are, and a lot of them are hidden, and get their balance back on the autonomic nervous system. I would say that being overly, so let's put it this, if I had to pick two things, you got catabolic, anabolic, so you got to get into balance where you're not aging before your time, and that's body chemistry and it involves things, but it's catabolic, anabolic, it's the stress that's throwing you off, and the nervous system, get your sympathetic and parasympathetic in order, you know, learn to stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system. You know, do some singing, do some dancing, do some even deep breathing. And, you know, I'm not agnostic, so I have, you know, a foundation that works for me of connecting to source and intelligence. And so, you know, I can in that way meditate. I don't do like Eastern meditation, but I do what I do. And so I think the thinking catabolic, anabolic, is my body breaking down or is it building up? Are you more like an old person or more like a kid? You know, kids, the reason they recover so quickly and they're so much fun to work with, and I love it, is they're very anabolic. They're naturally growing. They're growing. They're anabolic. They will overcome. They will get over it quicker. Plus they're more compliant. And then that catabolic, anabolic, and then the sympathetic, parasympathetic. If you're overly sympathetic, your hormones are going to be off. That's stress.
So the first one, how would that woman go about doing the first suggestion that you made to get from catabolic to anabolic?
The catabolic, anabolic, you can run a simple saliva test that tells you. That's what all of my graduates do. We run labs, and these are cheap and easy to do at home, and you could figure it all out, you know, catabolic, anabolic. While you're looking at that, you're going to look at the sex hormones. You're going to look at the immune system. You're going to look at your melatonin, which is kind of a sleep hormone. And from one test, you know, and then when you want to get into the rest, there's just the steps you need to take. But that catabolic, anabolic is kind of easy to figure out. And you should know it. It'll resonate with you when you see the results. You go, oh, I knew it. Everyone says, I knew it. You know, I've been a school teacher for 22 years and dealing with these rotten kids and bad parents and stuff. No wonder I'm the mess I'm in today. They've been catabolic and they've been out of balance neurologic, you know, the autonomic nervous system. They've been overly sympathetic. And so you said pick two, and that's my answer. Yeah. There's no more.
Yeah. It's interesting when you say about that. So many people, I think, are trapped in the sympathetic state. Like, we did an episode with a breath work practitioner, and we had all these people comment saying, I just realized I'm never in a parasympathetic state. Like, I'm literally living on the state all the time. And so I can just imagine what metabolic chaos they're experiencing from that. It's crazy.
Better believe it.
Okay. So let's see. For more information about FDN, visit fdntraining.com/functionalmoms. Follow Reed on Instagram and YouTube at FDN Training. We will link all this in the show notes.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. And thanks for getting me going. This is what I love to do, is talk our stuff and help people. If it helps, good. Then our purpose is being served.
Absolutely. It does. And you are living your purpose. Thank you so much.
The information provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purpose of diagnosing, curing, treating, or preventing any disease. We are functional medicine certified health coaches and not licensed medical professionals. The opinions and advice of guests are their own and also not considered to be medical advice. Always consult with a healthcare professional when making any healthy lifestyle changes. We would love to hear from you. Please leave a comment or review. Email us at info@functionalmoms.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button.